Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson from Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Last week, I played for you part one of a lecture, Health According to the Scriptures, what our Creator says about living healthy, about the food we should eat, and the responsibility we have to take care of our temple. This week on the program, I'm going to play part two. If you want to listen to part one, you can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. That's www.torahlife.org. And on that website, you can not only hear last week's part one of this lecture, but you could hear many other videos on what our Creator says of how we should live our life, His instructions, and His will for us. So sit back and enjoy this lecture, and please, if you have comments or questions, go to the website and post them there, and I will reply. Thank you.
That people are using today as a drink. And just because people that are using it are so fit, it's prolonging their diagnosis is, but it's not something that's healthy. It's, I mean, a combination of Gatorade and coffee is like Red Bull. And Red Bull and all these other, the Monster drink and all these other drinks are not good. Unfortunately, some people have come up to me, even Hebraic Roots teachers, and have said to me, oh, I've given up coffee. I'm like, great. They go, I replaced it with these energy drinks. Not great. My people are destroyed for lack of wisdom, lack of knowledge. You know, I suggest in the most humble, kindest way, even though I'm from New York, it's not going to come out that way. Instead of you guys worrying about if the earth is flat, round, or triangle, start thinking about what you're putting in your body. We need to really think about these things. So when I take my questions and I have stuff I do online, people always say, well, where in the Bible does it say that it's sin to eat an animal? Where in the Bible does it say it's sin to eat an animal? How many people have been listening to my stuff or heard me speak over the internet before? Has anyone in this room ever heard me say it was sin to eat animals? Because I never said it was. It's not. It's not a sentient animal. What I would say is about animals is the Bible gives clear instructions of what kosher means and what kosher is. How many of you, by show of hands, know what the word kosher is? Okay, see the problem? See the problem? Okay. How many of you have heard the word kosher? How many of you use the word kosher? But how many of you know what it is? There's the problem. I'm going to give you three definitions of what kosher is, okay? The first definition is biblical kosher. Biblical kosher means this is what the Bible says it's called. This is what the Bible says is okay and clean and not clean. And this is what the Bible says of the animals you can eat. It even describes the animals. If you can't find those animals, it even says how to choose those animals. It says what it is in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. So that's biblical kosher. Then there's rabbinical kosher. Rabbinical kosher means some guy looks like me has to say a blessing over it before it's considered okay. There's so much to rabbinical kosher that's not necessarily scriptural, but it adds to it. Not bad things per se, but it adds to it. Now let me give you what I say is common sense kosher. Common sense kosher is, if it's not good for my body, I shouldn't eat it. Regardless of what some man said or even what the Bible says. If it's not healthy for my temple, I think my Creator wants me to be as healthy as possible and to do the things that are going to keep me as healthy as possible. For example, there are certain fish that are considered kosher according to the Bible. I'm from New York. There's no way I'm eating the fish in New York. I don't care what a rabbi says. And I don't care what the Bible says. The water in New York is black. There's no way that something comes out of that water can be common sense kosher. The water in New York is so dirty you can jump in there naked and come out with a three-piece suit. That cannot be good for my body. I will submit to you that what we call kosher food is some of the most unhealthiest food we can put in our body. I go to the local baseball field, and there's something called the kosher corner. And you go there and they have fried knishes, kosher hot dogs, kosher fake meats, kosher, all this stuff that's kosher, but extremely unhealthy for the body. Microwave and frying are two of the most deadliest things we can do to our food in preparing them. But they're kosher. Just because it's kosher doesn't mean it's healthy. I'm going to do a whole other talk on that topic and just get into all of that. Just because it's kosher doesn't mean it's healthy. So we need to understand. Spiritually, we'll take care of that. Yah said don't eat unkosher things. That's great. But what about taking care of our temples and keeping our temples clean? We need to think about these things too. So when we think about it, some people say, well, what else is there left to eat? You know, and I say, well, okay, if you're eating meat and you're eating in a kosher way, in a common sense kosher way, go for it. Have fun trying to find out real kosher meat or something like that. And there are some places still left in the United States. If you know somebody who has a farm and how they're raising the animals, or if you, in fact, yourself have the farm and you're raising the animals, well, possibly it's brought up in a biblical way and being something fed in a biblical fashion where it might just pass kosher standings or creator standards. If you're buying meat in any form, in any way, from a factory farm, chances are it's definitely not common sense kosher, and it's most likely not biblically or rabbinically kosher either. So research and beware of what you're doing. Okay? I'm going to take questions in the end. Practicality. You have your plate. 75% of your plate should be something raw, ripe, fresh, and non-GMO. Does everyone know what GMO is? Genetically modified. How many of you check when you buy your food if it's genetically modified? Very good. Organic would be a great way to decide this is not genetically modified. 75% of your food should be raw, uncooked, because you're destroying many of the enzymes and nutrients, not all, but many of the nutrients in the food when you eat and you cook your food and you process your food. You should never cook your food through frying or microwaving. Throw away your microwave oven. How many of you own a microwave? How many of you use it? Great. Throw it away. Don't use it again. Right? How many of you are going to listen to me? Okay. Go home and go on the internet and look it up. Dangers of microwave oven or cooking food in a microwave oven. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. See the studies. And either be blessed or suffer the consequences. I say that as a loving brother. Be blessed and stop using it, please. If you make water in a microwave oven and you water your plants with that after it cools down, keep doing that. Eventually the plant will die much quicker than it was meant to. So 75% of your food is raw, ripe, fresh, and organic. The 25% that's cooked, make sure it's processed as little as possible. As little as possible. That's so simple to comprehend and think. And when we think about what we've been doing, repent, move on, and start doing the right things. There's no doctor, there's no medical test, and there's no any person out there that can tell you it's too late. I've had people that told me they had up to a month to live, according to the medical community, and have made the right changes and have lived 10, 20, 30 years after that. No matter what situation you are, it's not too late. Understand, please, type 2 diabetes, the most popular disease out there today, is 100% diet related. That means you're doing something wrong with your diet. Most people believe their diet is just fine. Most people believe they're okay. Within 2 minutes of hearing what they're eating, I could point out everything that's bad in their diet and what they need to change and how to change that. Basically, your body is a great, you could check your body to see what's going on, to know what's going on. This is not pointing out to anyone in any place. I've suffered from disease and I've eaten worse more than anyone I've ever met. But remember the example of Moses and the Israelites marching through the desert for 40 years. 40 years. They had to be in some form of physical fitness or shape to march through the desert for 40 years. And even though they were eating the flesh pots of Egypt, it wasn't in abundance the way we do today. And they weren't eating all night in a fast food restaurant the way we do today. Somebody said it once, if it's considered real food, it should not pass the window of your car. And it should have been considered real food 100 years ago to be considered real food today. We need to think about what we're putting in our bodies, and we need to do something about it. Here's what it comes down to. I'll be honest, for lack of time, and I'm here through my website every Wednesday night. I take health questions live, and my website, you can get there from healthwatchman.com. I have several books and DVDs in the room there, over there. And every Friday night from 10 o'clock to midnight, I have fellowship online from 10 o'clock to midnight Eastern time. But here's the thing. I'm not saying this to offend anyone. I'm saying this to wake you up and put a reality check. And again, get rid of your microwave oven, replace it with a juicer, and use the juicer. Don't tell me it's too hard to clean. It's a lot easier to clean a juicer than to scrub a pan, a frying pan or something. Stop frying food. You know, if you are eating animals, cut back down to maybe a couple of times a week at most. You don't need to be glutton. Stop eating late at night. I got a book called The Daylight Diet that shows, you know, we're eating way too much and way too often. It's creating our problems. The best way to learn scripture and study and remember it is to have a clear mind. And that would go by eating as healthy as possible. And other than Passover, you don't need to eat meat. If you choose to, go ahead. Get it the right way. Where do you get your protein from? Well, the same place that strong, fast horse, or that big, obese elephant, or that big, strong gorilla gets their protein from the grasses and the fruit that they eat, not from carcasses and things like this. Cut out the dairy from your diet completely. Everyone say completely. Does everyone know what dairy is? Ice cream, butter, and cheese, and all these things. Completely cut it out. If you're getting dairy from the average supermarket, you're drugging yourselves. It's a drug cocktail. If you know somebody that has some, there's a family here, they have 31 goats. They feed those goats non-GMO food. That dairy is completely different than the dairy you would buy in a store that's drugged up with so many drugs you can't even recognize the taste or the product from the original thing. Most of us do not have access to of fresh, raw goat milk. And if you do, the government will probably throw you in jail, because that's what they're trying to do. So you don't need dairy in your life either. You don't need to drink milk. You don't need these things that we've been brainwashed to think we need. So you keep working at it. You keep getting it. You keep doing it. It's more than just diet alone. Eating healthy is not a panacea. You got to exercise. How many of you exercise on a regular basis? You need to exercise. But here's the thing. If you get up in the morning or you go to sleep at night, well, another thing I tell people is you got to make sure you're going to the bathroom every day. That's really important. If you don't go to the bathroom every day, something's definitely wrong with you. Something's not working correctly. So go to the bathroom every single day. But if you get up and you stand sideways in the mirror with no clothes on and your gut is hanging out beyond your chest, you need to take this message seriously. Don't wait to get a diagnosis from the doctor that you have a major disease in the latest stages. Do something about it now. There are people I know personally that have been over 400 pounds that have been able to lose the weight, eat healthier, and completely change their life around. So if you're just a little overweight, or if you just have a little gut, do something about it now before it becomes a major issue. Within 30 days, most people, not all people, but within 30 days, most people completely transform the way they look, the way they feel, and everything just by changing the way they eat. Now, when you add into that, getting some exercise and fitness, when you add into that, getting some more sleep and doing some more healthier things for your mental state, you can become a new person truly. You know, just think about what Yeshua did for us and giving his life up for us, and let that motivate you to change, because there's drugs and all these and chemicals and all these foods to make us to want to eat more, to desire to eat more. But we need to change. We need to do something about it. When he says he offers us a more excellent way, it's not being in the hospital. You know, we shouldn't have more drugs in our medicine cabinet than we have fruits and vegetables in the refrigerator. Something is wrong. Something's backwards when that happens. Hallelujah, we could do something about this and we could change. And people do. Somebody came up to me at a conference a couple years ago in Chicago. And they said, "Do you recognize us?" And I said, "No." And I'm not good with names, but I'm usually good with faces. They said, "Last year we came here and we were both over 200 pounds. And they look like two completely different people." This happens more and more. Sometimes it happens the opposite way. "Do you recognize me?" "No." And they've gained that much in a year. We need to do something about it before it's too late. You know, you might as well have brought your own food. And there's a health food store 20 minutes from here. It's not expensive to grow your own food. In Jeremiah, it says plant gardens and eat the food that they produce. It's better to eat nothing than to eat unhealthy. If it comes in a bag, box, container, or can, question it. Don't just read the label. If you don't know what the label's saying, don't eat it. Don't put it in your bodies. It's better to eat nothing than to eat something unhealthy. If you can't find something something healthy, fast. Or just do a juice. Come here next year with a juicer. Bring your own juicer. Make the investment this year and buy yourself a juicer. You can get one through my website. You can get one in Walmart or something for probably under $50. Get yourself a juicer. Go ahead and sell your coffee pot on Craigslist and go get a juicer with that money and start juicing every day. One green vegetable juice every day. One green vegetable juice every day. Get such in the habit of doing it. When you come here, one great thing about this campsite that I see, finding electrical outlets is all over the place. It's very easy. It's not in some other ones where, you know, you just got to be careful when you walk and you're not tripping over these long extension cords that are all over the camp. But you can find the electrical outlets. Everyone, wherever you go for Sukkot next year, bring a juicer. Have one fresh vegetable juice with you. Or bring a blender and make a smoothie or something, some bananas and stuff, and see how your life will change and see how things will change for the better. You could spend a lot of money on programs, and you could spend a lot of money on detox specials and all this other stuff, but if you're not going to make the changes, you're wasting your money. It starts with not adding things to your diet. It starts with eliminating. Eliminate will cause the problem, and the problem will begin to go away. Everyone say eliminate.
Eliminate.
Great. Now say it with enthusiasm.
Eliminate.
Great. I hope you all do that every day. That's eliminate with enthusiasm. Very important part of health. But we have to know that we're responsible. And we need to tell our fellow brothers and sisters that are suffering, you don't have to suffer like that. I mean, now it's accepted that smoking's not healthy. So if you see somebody smoking and they're coughing, as a brother and Messiah, you go up to their tent or go up to them, you know, "I care about you. Is there anything I can do to help you to stop smoking? Is there any way, or I've stopped and this is what I did to stop," or something. You would talk to them because it's socially accepted and understood that smoking's no longer healthy for us. Well, neither is eating certain foods. Neither is drinking fluorescent blue drinks. Neither is eating things that were completely made in a factory somewhere or things that have been fried. So we could do something about this and we can make these changes and just start getting healthier and start getting better. And stop eating so late at night. Eat earlier during the day so we're not hungry at night. I look online, I'll get my book, The Daylight Diet, and see that. Obesity, insomnia, diabetes. All of these can be overcome by just not eating late at night. You know, I mean, dimming down the lights and putting on a little candle we call romantic, but that's not healthy. We should be eating when we can see our food. We're not nocturnal animals. We should be sleeping at night and eating in the day. But the more and more as we get civilized, we eat late at night and we sleep all day. And we get sick. We got more books out there on the topic of diet than ever before and losing weight than ever before in the history of man. And we have more obese people than ever before in the history of man. Why? And it's not even older people today. The youth today is so obese. Because as little children, they're fed these foods and they're not exercising, they're playing video games all day. And then the doctors are saying, well, there's something going wrong with this. Let's just give people some kind of shot or something else to help these people that are just pumping things in them that are truly unhealthy. Now, when the flu shot starts coming this winter, no matter what your age is, no matter who you are, stop taking it. It's unhealthy. It's unclean. It's not helping you. It's making the situation worse. We're destroyed for lack of knowledge. We need to do something about these things. And it could start very simply by start eating fresh foods. And, you know, yes, organic is helpful, but don't let that stop you from eating healthy, fresh foods. You know, it's not a sin to eat animals, but slow down. You don't need to eat it 3 times a day. You know, and you don't need to eat it at all, but if you choose to, just slow down. I submit to you, you don't like the taste of animals. You like the taste of all the stuff you're fixing that animal with. And as that's the case, go put that stuff on something healthy. So go put some of those sauces on something healthy, and at least you're doing half better. But our Creator didn't make any mistakes when He made the food, and He told us the food for man is fruits and vegetables. And ask yourself, how many fruits and vegetables have I eaten today? Have I eaten more fresh food than unfresh food? More raw food than cooked food? Have I had something green in my diet today? That's one of the most important things. Having a green salad or green leaves or some chlorophyll in your diet every day. You know, it says in the scriptures that thy life is in thy blood. They're talking about Messiah. You know what? Thy life is in thy blood because disease is in the blood also. And when you're eating unclean things and you're unhealthy and you're eating too much, too often, and too late, you're taking the oxygen out of the blood. Cancer can only thrive in a system that has a lack of oxygen. When you're clean and healthy, you have energy, not stimulation. You have oxygen in your blood. Your blood is healthy, and you're not going to be able to get these diseases of man that so many people are suffering from today because they're living according to man's ways. Think about Moses climbing a mountain at 120, and think about who you know who's just barely able to make it to their 70s without being in a hospital bed. And think about what we're doing wrong, the Creator's ways versus man's ways, and what we're doing today. Because we have free access to food, because we live in a remote control society, we're not getting any exercise, and because we make all these excuses not to eat healthy, and what's happening? The enemy just sitting back looking at us saying, I don't have to do anything, they're doing it to themselves. They're doing it to themselves. So we need to be wiser in our choices, and we can do it. I mean, I see more and more people, and there's more and more testimonials from people that have made those changes. But make them. So remember that. You know, if you feel convicted or upset or whatever it is, look in your mirror sideways every night, and keep working at it, and you can get there. And remember, our Creator offers us a more excellent way in all of these things. Psalms 34:4 says, I sought Yahweh and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Proverbs 3:1, never forget the things I taught you. Store my commands in your heart. And Ecclesiastes 12:13, here's the final conclusion. Fear Yahweh and obey His commands, for this is the duty of every person. When we think about that, think about how we're treating our temple, our tabernacle, which He saved us from death row through His Son Yeshua, so we can have another chance and we can get out there and have the energy to go out there. And some people say, well, I would love to come to your lecture, I just didn't have the energy, or I didn't feel well, or something else. Think about it. When you go to a restaurant, a supermarket, what aisle are you walking? Is it only the fresh produce aisle, or are you going to the aisle, bag, box, container, and canned stuff? Think about it when you're out there tonight giving your children fluorescent blue drinks. Think about what we're doing and what we're creating. And yeah, oh, I've eaten so much food, I could fit a little brownie in. I didn't eat so much brownie where I could fit a little bit of salad in. Stop putting it in the right perspective. Our Creator created the fruits and vegetables. In Genesis 1:29, it doesn't say, I've given you the brownies for as your food. You know, so, you know, and the amazing thing is, and I'll leave you with this. Some people say it's amazing that somebody can get cured from cancer or some other disease by eating healthy. And I will say our Creator created our body is so amazing that it's amazing that somebody can go on eating as bad as they eat, as long as they eat, not getting cancer or some other disease. So He's given us this great opportunity. And no matter where you are, if you've gotten diagnosed with an illness and a doctor's given you all the medications out there, or if you've been given a bill of perfect health, we need to continually change for the better and do better. And it could start right now and really change this whole year and come back here a new person.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the part two of Health According to the Scriptures. You can see more teachings on my website, www.torahlifeministries.org. If you're in the local West Palm Beach area, every Saturday at 3 p.m., we have a local fellowship. You can contact me through the website or through the phone number at the end of this message. And also on Friday nights via YouTube, we have a live program. You can join us there. And you can get that information on the top of the website. Just click on the live Google Hangout on TorahLifeMinistries.org. So Saturdays, 3 p.m. in Lake Worth, Florida. Friday nights via YouTube and the website TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can contact and fellowship with me and many others that are seeking to please our Creator to the highest degree by following His guidelines and instructions known as the Torah. There's many opportunities for you to do so. I, right now, am going to give you my cell phone number if you have been touched by this message and you would like to contact me. I don't do this often, but I feel led to do it right now. 917-407-2270. That's 917-407-2270. Feel free to contact me directly, and we can share and talk. And thank you very much, and may our Creator bless you.
And I'm so appreciative of everybody's contacting me and listening to the program, and I continue to do so, and I would like to get this message out as much as possible. So please share this information and let everybody know each week at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, this radio station is on the air. And the more people that listen, hopefully more eyes will be opened and more ears will be able to hear. If you're interested in more information about health and the raw food diet or just eating healthy, you can go to my other website, healthwatchman.com, and that'll lead you over to my healthy eating website, and that way you can bless your temple as well. So thank you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 334. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry. Breath and brought the dust.